Chapter 1. Kingdom of Kush, in the 6th year of Nero's reign, 60 CE. Afra watched with her fellow Kushites as the small contingent of Roman soldiers escorted General Decimus Cornel Asina through the streets and plazas of the Kush capital of Meroe. The setting sun washed the city in bloody light, an ill omen. As their guide from the Egyptian border, she should have tried to delay the Romans till morning, a more auspicious time for new beginnings. She shook her head. Leave the auguring to the priests. Only they can determine the will of the gods. What is auspicious? What is ill-omened? Besides, the general had been most insistent on setting the pace. Any ill luck is his own. The blare of curved horns, what the Romans call bucani, announced the Roman presence at the palace. Bright limestone steps led up to a colonnade sheltering a massive wooden door, flanked by monumental stone carvings of the king on one side and the queen on the other, both smiting their enemies with flails and spears. The red sun reflected off the soldiers' burnished breastplates and sharp spears. Kashta, the king's chief advisor, and his own entourage of aides and guards, met the delegation with their own fine show of trumpets and drums. Among them, Afra spotted Pi, Kashta's son and her stepsister's husband, dressed in shimmering striped robes. His hooked nose curved over a cruel mouth. Her stomach roiled, and her lips unconsciously curled into a snarl. Gods curse him! A final flourish of trumpets called her attention back to the ceremony. The chief advisor raised his hands for silence.
My lord, Amanitin Mamidi, co-ray of the Kushites, born of the gods, and his wife, Kendaki Amanik Hadashan, mother of the next co-ray, bids the representative of Nero, Emperor of the Romans, welcome to their lands.
General Asina gave the briefest of bows. Afra knew he would take the king's absence as a slight on his honor. Her people knew the absence of the queen was just as great an insult. Perhaps it was meant to be. If so, it was a dangerous game to bait these Romans. Asina intoned in his stentorian voice.
Imperator Nero Claudius Caesar Augustus Germanicus, Pontifex Maximus, father of the country, and four times consul of the people of Rome, sends his greetings.
Kashta did not bend his neck. My co-ray has had accommodations prepared for you, but asks your pardon for his absence. He has duties in the Temple of Amun, and will greet you properly at a feast in your honor after you have rested and refreshed yourselves. Asina gave him a stiff nod and ordered his men to camp outside the walls. An honor guard accompanied him to his more comfortable accommodations. The Romans marched off, and the crowd dispersed, muttering. One young man spat in the street as the Romans left it. Three women with coal-rimmed eyes watched the soldiers retreat, speculative smiles on their faces. Afra shrugged as the women drifted down the street in the Romans' wake. Everyone had to eat. If not for her hunting skills, it might be she following the Romans to their beds. The thought made her shudder.
Thank you, Mother Isis, queen of all gods, goddesses, and women, for saving me from that fate.
Afra walked across the plaza fronting the palace and the brightly painted temple of Amun, wondering if she dared visit her stepsister before retiring for the night. She lived for Asada's smiles and loving embraces, but it was dangerous meeting too often.